Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some reporting out there now seems like reputable sourcing that Rafael Devers may have requested a trade from the organization as far back as the start of spring training, Sean. Am I right about that?
That's what it seems like, Greg. So Julian McWilliams of CBS Sports has an article out, and the quote is, according to a source familiar with the situation, Devers was asked to take grounders at both third and first in spring training. He declined and insisted, and instead asked for a trade. That request set the wheels in motion for what became a growing divide between the Sox's best player and the front office.
Mm. And I would like to take you to 2006, January, Associated Press. Red Sox still trying to honor Manny's trade request. Ramirez, the only World Series MVP in franchise history, has never been comfortable in Boston. He has asked several times for a trade, and the team said it would do its best to accommodate. Now, let me see. In 2007, what happened? Oh, they won a World Series with Manny Ramirez. Mm. Players ask for trades all the time.
And you don't have to acquiesce.
Especially when he said the drama's behind him. Mm.
Okay. But if your team stinks, maybe it's their way of this kind of puts the wheels in motion where is
they
it?
They just became the only team to sweep the New York Yankees.
No, I'm saying in the beginning, right? So in the beginning, your team's not doing very well, and it's like maybe that we could save some money by trade endeavors. You know, that's part of it. We know this is a problem. Mm-hmm. We know it's a problem that still persists to this. As far as last week, we knew this was an issue.
Okay, interesting. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hi, this is Craig. John told me to trade Rafael Devers for a bunch of scrubs. So, could I get, like, a bag of sponges? Would you do that? Yeah, okay. John, I did it. Now I can wash your back.
Maybe got some analytics or something about the last week in June and how a hitter like Rafi performs in June.
But get something back. He did but get a bunch of scrubbies.
Yep, minor league pitcher for one of the best hitters in baseball.
So last night I started seeing Rafael Devers traded for a bag of peanuts, and I laughed at all these idiots online because I'm like, no way this is real. And then I found out it was real. Am I the idiot?
Which I thought I got a erection too when I saw it.
Yeah. Same.
A texter says horrible baseball move. That's all they care about.
Horrible. terrible baseball move. Makes no sense.
And it's so bad they're doing the meeting about it on Zoom.
All right, so the other day I realized that I'm kind of losing it a little bit. Looking through the house, realizing we're running low on certain household items, paper towels, laundry detergent, you know, that kind of thing. And I looked to my wife and I said, hey, anytime this week you're going to be going to Costco? She's like, maybe. And I says, well, if you're not going to go to Costco, then just let me know and I'll stop. She goes, why are you saying it like that? And I explained it to her that, you know, that this guy, Jackson, on the Greg Hill show, and, you know, then there's another guy that calls in and does a really good impression of Jackson saying Costco and talking about, you know, hot dogs and whatnot.
I find myself doing that. Costco.
Costco.
Same.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still in on Costco, though. He was enraged last week about the VIP opportunity they get to go early before everybody else.
He has to be, though. He's the Costco cowboy.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, he's been talking up Costco a lot. It's like free ads for Costco when it comes to Jackson. He should be getting some kickback.
But unlike the Red Sox, he's not just going to throw away his $65 a year membership to go someplace else. He's going to hold on to that thing.
Can we get a wellness check on the guy that put in the championship parlay and didn't cash out?
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over for Buddy.
Yeah, I didn't see any update after the Florida Panthers win. Prior to that, I knew the cash out had gotten back up to $107,000, but my assumption is following that Panthers win, it is now down somewhere around the $57,000 range.
What an idiot.
Brad Marchand may very well win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. So it looks like. I mean, who else should you give it to?
Change of scenery, huh?
It might be Sam Bennett, to be fair. He has like 15 goals in the playoffs.
Yeah. Is that a swing and a miss by Rich Keefe? I'm just asking the question. I don't know.
I mean, he's not with Pasta anymore. He's playing better. Isn't that a check for Rich Keefe?
Didn't he say he was kind of like washed? I don't know.
No, I think he said him and Pasta had a bad relationship. That was the report.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome.
One of the better deals, end of season deals that a team has done, that Panthers deal, getting him. I mean,
this is how you lose a job.
Unbelievable.
I would say if the Panthers win and then the Giants win, we should have Brady, Devers, Cassidy, and Marchand all come back. Oh, and Betts, because he already won with the Dodgers.
I'm surprised with Courtney putting women in sports back 100 years that Greg hasn't asked her to get back in the kitchen and make them some of those delicious gender rolls.
Nobody wants me cooking.
No.
Your mashed potatoes were good, though.
Yeah, my mashed potatoes were good.
Yeah. Well, they're really Aunt Kathy's. They're not hers.
But she had to cook them, though.
Them.
Yeah, you had to prepare them.
Okay,
for her credit, she did replicate
them. Sir. Because the meatball competition that you won was not your recipe.
How many times has the Boston Fire Department been here responding with full gear on and a couple fire trucks?
Just once.
Only once, when you cooked a bagel and burned it and lit the station on fire. That's it. Actually, I think they were here one other time. We used to have this dude who was the production guy at WAAF named Mitch Todd. And I think that was his name. No, sorry. Andrew Kaiser. And he was vaping in the studio, like right up near
the smoke detector.
The smoke detector. Yeah. And the poor guys at Boston Fire had to respond. Yeah, I think you're supposed to vape outside.
Wait,
really.
Was he the guy when Phil Zachary had that meeting in the bowels of 20 Guest Street that said, this is WAAF&F?
Yes, that was him.
Oh, he came charging to fight me.
He did?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Because John and Jerry and Kirk at the time were, I think, trying to figure out who the kiss ass was, and we were mocking him, and he was listening in the hallway, and he's like, which one of you is Curtis? Of course, I said the least, but get threatened.
Right. Curtis, I would have taken you all day long.
Yeah, I was bombed, so who knows?
I love you, Chris Curtis, but what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Manny Ramirez was loved in Boston. Kevin Mullott said it. He was a great teammate. Rafi Devers is not a great teammate. Rafi Devers is a cancer to the locker room. That's why they traded him.
Yeah, I would just like for them to point to a player that said that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kevin Millar said he was totally unreliable. He missed an entire series.
I feel like everybody likes Devers.
Yeah.
I mean, and at least Devers is reliable when it comes to showing up, being on time, you know, making sure you're there for the series.
Yeah. I remember the Red Sox were playing the Yankees. There were two outs of the ninth inning. Rivera's on the mound. Manny didn't take the bat off his shoulder, struck out looking, they lost the game, as a means of protest. Like, has Devers done anything like that?
No, no. Not even close.
Well, but Manny didn't refuse to like, play in the outfield when they needed him to play.
He just refused to play in an entire series.
And he was an outfielder,
well,
so it wasn't
that
like...
Was, but that was, you could explain it away as Manny being Manny.
Well, I bet you dollars to donuts if they said, hey, Manny, we're going to need you to take ground balls at first base. I bet you he's going, no
way.
No way he's playing first base.
Hey, so I just wanted to leave a quick message as to how I got a free clam chowder at the Sail Loft. So I went in there with my girlfriend, met the owner, and I said to the owner, hey, I'm here because, you know, Greg Hill from WEEI said you guys have the best clam chowder. The waitress is walking by with a clam chowder for another table. He stops her in mid-flight, grabs the clam chowder, and gives it to me. She has this bewildered look on her face. He said, this is on the house. So, I just want to say thank you, Greg, and I figure from now on, I'm just going to drop your name at every restaurant and see what I can get for free. So, thank you for that.
Hands down. Hands down the best in the city.
All right.
There is no equal to the Sail Loft. And what a beautiful place that is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You head over to the north end, sit right there, and look out at the water and the boats, and the clam chowder is fantastic.
Hey, Curtis, don't get too upset yet. You know what's coming this offseason? The old big acquisition for the Red Sox is going to be Tristan Cassis coming back from the injury. Get ready for it. It's coming.
Oh, that is awful.
Welcome into the Red Sox front office report here at WEI. So, Craig, just wondering if you thought it would be a great idea for the Devers trade news to drop after Devers hit a solo dinger to the Green Monster and the Giants were playing the Dodgers on Sunday night. You know, according to my Advanced Abacus 3000, I thought if the news dropped on Sunday, nobody would talk about it.
Yeah, they should have hid that somewhere, Curtis.
Well, there's a story about to break that would have been a good place for it. Oh. Wait for the jury to come back and say, we traded Devers. Okay, back to you, Ted.
Yeah, they should have waited for the Karen Reed jury to come back.
Clearly, they've learned nothing from the Bruins.
Yeah.
This is shockingly...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Scary to me as someone who has seen the reactions of both sides. Both the free Karen Reed and the Karen Reed is guilty crowds are equally confident in the other's culpability. It is going to be a fascinating reaction.
It really is.
Yeah. It's going to be riots in the streets.
Yeah, yeah. We're 2 hours, 25 minutes into verdict clock. So
okay. That was from Friday, though,
right? Yeah.
They haven't started deliberating yet this morning.
Yes, they have.
Oh, they have?
They have, yeah.
9:01.
All right. Any word from our guy, Ted Daniel?
Ted Daniel did tweet at me saying that he's got me, so he will text me once a verdict is expected.
Can you alert me as well?
Yes. Yes, I can.
All right.
Who knew the analytics nerd actually had a giant set of stones? Trade that pain in the ass? Check. Craig Breslow, you the man.
I want to hear the...
So, what do you want to hear?
The midday show. Because they were on Trey Devers. Mm-hmm. So then they should be all for it.
Who do you think knew about it? What, I mean, is everybody up to speed? Did Alex Cora know about it?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
I don't even think Breslow knew about it.
Really?
Yeah. I think this was because based on...
It's very interesting the way it went down on this show last week, Curtis.
Very.
With what Sam Kennedy said on Wednesday and then what Craig Breslow said on Thursday.
Right.
Buster Posey said that they were communicating with the Red Sox for a few weeks.
Mm.
There's no way Breslow didn't know that.
I think they were communicating with Sam Kennedy because the meeting between Devers, John Henry, the only other person in that room was Sam Kennedy.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what the reports were.
I believe it was Alex Cora.
Oh, okay.
And John Henry. And am I correct about that?
I just know Breslow wasn't in that meeting. I don't know.
Can somebody check
All right.
That?
Yeah, because I thought it was just Sam, Devers,
it's
and
important
Henry.
Important distinction to figure out. We need to figure that out. But it's certainly Craig Breslow was not.
Okay, so this says Red Sox principal owner John Henry, President Sam Kennedy, and Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow boarded a plane together Friday to meet with Rafael Devers.
No, but they boarded the plane, but in the meeting.
In the meeting.
Right.
I know, I'm just reading.
Yeah, because I think Breslow said he was not in the meeting.
Right.
I think on this program.
And I feel like if something happened after that meeting, I could see.
I think it happened during the meeting.
All right. Though even during the meeting, I could see John Henry talking to whoever's in that meeting after Devers leaves saying, hey, we got to move on from this guy. So the only people that might have known were the people that could have been in that room.
Henry, Devers, and Alex Cora were the only ones in the meeting.
Okay. Correct. And I think it started with John Henry saying, Raphael, would you like a croissant?
No.
Okay.
was Sam laughing at all? Or no?
Oh, so Sam wasn't even in the meeting.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. That's interesting.
Only Scheib bet on Rory to absolutely suck on the weekend, which he does, and still lose the bet. Scheib stinks. Oh, and Curtis. Make sure you don't accept any of those free tickets to the Red Sox for the rest of the year, right, pal?
I don't get
Curtis
it.
Curtis loves to go to a good Sox game. Who doesn't?
No.
You were there this weekend.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, the upgrade on seats. Shout out to the big boss, Mike Thomas, for that one.
Really?
Yeah, second row. And a couple seats down from me was our boy, Malah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was in those seats right next to the dugout right there. And documented, so my wife could be selling them, was the Rafael Devers home run from her cell phone camera. So pretty, I mean, that's pretty, it's a historic moment to actually see it from that.
She saw the last one.
Because she followed him up as he walked by, kind of looked at us, maybe gave her a little bit of a wink, went up there.
Oh, really?
Boom, home run.
I see the stress of the wedding is building for Wiggy. They're looking for new revenue streams.
No, but that's what happened.
It was great.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want the home run from the actual players kind of view,
what better
way?
Gave the missus a little wink there. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Could have been
not.
Giving me a wink because I've been a Devers fan.
You have been a Devers fan.
Could have been like, I see you out there.
Is he for them screets? I don't know.
No, I don't know. Oh, okay. I have no idea.
Rafi turns around. He goes, oh, the beach sexers.
Yeah. I don't speak Spanish and he don't speak English. So who the hell knows?
Playa sexual.
That'll do it today, Greg.
That it? All right. Shime, great job. Thank you to those of you who left a Hill note. And they were brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.